Vatsalya bhav means the feeling of loving Krishna as a mother loves her very own child, or a father loves his very own child, like Nanda Baba or like Yashoda. In this feeling of Vatsalya bhav, Shri Krishna is dependent on you. He's your child. He desires your affection. He wants your love. He has to listen to you. He has to do what you tell him. You're the one with more knowledge. He asks you questions. Mom, why is it like this? Dad, why is it like this? So let's take a couple of minutes and visualize a Vatsalya bhav leela of Shri Krishna. Evening has turned to night at the house of Mother Yashoda. Shri Krishna is only 3 years old. So he's walking and talking, but at the level of a three-year-old. So he can walk quite fast, move around quite well, but in the tottering style of a three-year-old. He can speak and understand everything, but in the charming Totri Bhasha of a young child. Tonight, outside of the great, beautiful house of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, they're sitting in the courtyard enjoying the beautiful nighttime weather because it's a full moon tonight. So Mother Yashoda is sitting in her angan with several of the gopis, several of the older gopis who are also mothers, who are close personal friends of Mother Yashoda, and young Lala, young Krishna, is also there playing in the courtyard. The moon is very bright in the sky, so as Krishna is playing, he notices the moon. He looks up towards it. Then he makes his way over behind Mother Yashoda, and he starts trying to get her attention. He takes hold of her braid from behind and pulls on it, starts yanking on it. Mother, mother, mom. And he uses his little hand to tap and pat on her back. Mom, mother, mother. So those other gopis, so they say, well, what is it? What do you want, Lala? They bring him around to the front. What do you want? Krishna just keeps saying, I want it. I want it now. What is it you want? You want milk? Nah, nah. Not milk. You want dahi? Curd? Nah, nah. I want it now, quickly. Do you want malai? No, I don't want malai. You want rubbery? No, I don't want rubbery either. What do you want? You want fresh butter? Nah, nah. He's getting more and more agitated. Quickly, Taiji, oh aunties, I want it now. So, Kanha, Lala, what do you want now? He says, the thing I want right now is not of this house. It's that thing. And he points at the moon. So, one elderly gopi says, oh, Lala, you know what that is? That's not a ball of butter. She's assuming that he must want it because it appears to be the same color as fresh butter. So, Lala, that's not a fresh ball of butter up there. It's actually a hans which floats across the sky. Auntie G, I don't care what it is. I want it now. I want to play with it. Bring it to me now. And he starts stomping his feet and wringing his hands, and he's actually starting to cry, and he's rubbing his eyes and squirming and crying. So another gopi says, "No, Lala, listen, okay, it's not a Hans. It's called the moon. That's the moon up there, Lala. Whatever it is, I want it. I want to play with it. Bring it to me now, aunties. Don't waste time." Now, before Lala can get any more worked up, Mother snatches him up in her arms and sits him on her lap and kisses him all over his face and hugs him to her chest and strokes his hair and rocks him back and forth. And she says, "Now, Lala, that up there that you're pointing at, that is neither a Hans, nor is it the moon. It's a big ball of butter. However, you see the dark spots on that ball of butter? It has that because it's got some poison mixed into it." "Mother? How did the poison get way up there?" "Now, Lala, if you want to know that, you have to listen very carefully. It's a long story." "Okay, please tell me." "Okay, Lala. There is this Kshir Sagar." "Mother, what is that?" "It's an ocean of milk." "A whole ocean of just milk?" "Yes, Lala, a whole ocean of just milk." "Maya?" "Yes, Lala." "How many cows did it take to produce that much milk?" "Lala, this milk was not produced by cows." "Then where did it come from?" "The one who made the cows, he can make milk also without the need for cows." "What is his name?" "He's called Bhagwan, God." "Anyway, Lala, listen to the rest of the story. So, one time there was a great battle between the celestial gods and the demons. And in order to trick the demons and ensure victory for the celestial gods, God arranged for the demons and celestial gods to do samudra manthan, to churn this great ocean of milk. So they had to bring a big, huge mountain called Mandargiri, and they placed that in the ocean, and then they used a huge snake named Vasuki to be the rope to go around it. And then all the celestial gods went on one end and all the demons went on the other end of the snake, and they pulled back and forth, and they churned this huge ocean of milk. "Just like you churn to get butter, Maya?" "Yes, Lala, just like that." So when they churned, out came Kalakut Vish, an extremely deadly poison named Kalakut. Lala says, "Mother, but poison only exists in snakes." "Now, Lala, if you keep interrupting me, I'm never going to get to the end of the story. So listen. This Kalakut poison came out when they churned the ocean, and Bhagwan Shiva had to come and drink that poison. But when he drank it, a few drops escaped and fell to earth. And those snakes drank up that poison, and that's how the snakes became poisonous. But that same ocean of milk, when they did that churning, it also produced butter. So that big ball of butter you see in the sky, that came out of that Kshir Sagar, but because there was poison mixed in with that milk, so some of the poison mixed in with the butter, and that's why you see the dark spots in the moon. By now, Lala hasn't even heard the end of the story. He's fallen asleep in mother's arms. So she slowly rises, careful not to wake him up, and she heads inside to put him to bed.